The Pacific Index podcast is sponsored by the College of Business at Pacific University, the Pacific University Department of Theater and Dance, and Anchor.fm. For more information and links to our sponsors' websites, please visit pacindex.com/sponsors.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Pacific Index podcast. I'm Chandler Fleming, and I'm pleased to be joined by the one and only Jeff Carr, a campus public safety officer here at Pacific's campus. So first, why don't you start out by saying who you are and what you do here at Pacific?
Well, the one and only, that kind of, that sets it up for something spectacular. I'm Jeff Carr, campus public safety officer, been here since 2016. I work the swing shift, and that's typically Sunday through Wednesday for me. I start at 4 p.m. and I get off at 2 a.m. and occasionally I take some time off and occasionally I cover some other shifts. So they will vary a little bit, but primarily that's my role.
Awesome. And then why did you decide to join the Pacific staff in the first place?
So I've been involved in security and public safety for longer than I care to admit. I love the job. I love helping people. I love the hours. And so this is one of those professions that offers a wide array of hours and schedules. I did the downtown nightlife thing for years. I worked here locally at the zoo for years. And I actually left the industry for a while and took on a corporate kind of job for a friend. And I just missed doing this. And I hadn't worked at a college campus. It was something that I wanted to try. And I have completely found something I love and can see myself being here for a very long time.
Awesome. And then, like you just said, you love your job. So what's your favorite part of your job?
Favorite part of my job is I love walking through like the UC or Scott, and of course a lot of this is pre-COVID, and catching the students studying hard late night. I could tell certain students or certain programs that tended to demand a little more of the students' time, or seeing the students that are struggling or either more dedicated, maybe that just doesn't come naturally, that are naturally to them, that are here till 2 or 3 in the morning. I love coming through and seeing them and chatting with them, and then being able to follow up with them in a couple of weeks or a couple of days and finding out, hey, how did you do on that test or that exam that you were cramming for so late? I loved coming through at midterms and finals. I used to hand out Smarties in the UC and Scott to kids that were studying late. That's what I love about it. It's rewarding to me to see the students working hard, accomplishing things, and then seeing them end up leaving, you know, on whether they head off to graduate school or whatever. It's kind of bummer with COVID, the first class that I would have seen all 4 years, didn't get a seat at commencement for that. But it is what it is.
Yeah, especially during these days.
Yeah.
It definitely is what it is. So like you kind of just touched on, why do you choose to emphasize that importance? And like, what role do you think that plays in the students' lives, being able to see you while they're studying and like get a little break just having a conversation with you?
So I think the students are the blood of the place, you know. Without the students, there's no university. They're the ones that drive the things that happen on campus and with campus. And to me, I just don't want to go through my day and do my lockups or do my checks or respond to a call, you know, jumpstart a car, all this stuff. I would rather get to know the people who are embedded here, and that's by far the students. I would rather my interactions with the students be seeing them in the UC during dinner or out playing frisbee. I'd rather them have that first interaction with me be in that situation, in that place, rather than when I do have to come knocking because there's a noise complaint, or if there's a party that I get called to, or something more serious, a medical emergency. I'd rather them know my face, my voice from that than when our first interaction is maybe not necessarily a positive one. Oftentimes in this industry, people's interaction with public safety, police, or security is because things aren't going well. I would much rather choose to make our first interaction, hopefully, one just in passing, you know, checking on your studying, handing you Smarties, or just saying hi and seeing what you're up to. And then that way, if God forbid I gotta show up to a different sort of scenario, they can be like, oh, I know Officer Carr. Also, especially in today's climate, I'd like to let the students know that, you know, we're just people too. You know, I come from a background of coaching. I've coached my son and my daughter's sports teams for years and take a lot of that mindset to this job. And it's just a happier place to be if you get to know the people that you're seeing and interacting with.
Yes, I definitely agree. And as a student myself, I feel like just like knowing you as a person before I know you as like somebody that's trying to like reinforce the rules here, I think that just kind of definitely reassures me in knowing that like you're just doing your job and you're not always like the bad guy. You are here to keep us safe and you're here to do your job and protect everybody on campus. And so I think that definitely knowing you as like a person and knowing that you're here for my best interest is definitely really comforting for me as a student and probably for everybody else who knows you, which is definitely a lot of people. So then moving towards like the COVID direction, I know that COVID probably has impacted your ability to connect with a lot of students. So could you just touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, first and foremost is the spaces, like the UC here, coming on shift at 4 p.m. A lot of times after I do my shift prep and my pass downs from the day shift officers, I would come and hit the UC and just walk around and talk to students that were getting coffee, talk to students that were getting dinner. Swing shift, I'm fortunate to have that's kind of a slack tide where the students during the day shift officers, the students always have a place to be. They're going and coming and doing all this. Well, when I come on shift, classes are kind of wrapping up, dinner's being served, and I can catch them kind of as a captive audience here and say hello and talk to them and chat with them. And again, the big study groups that would take place later on after dinner, after I've got some of my, you know, tasks and duties done for the day, those groups aren't able to gather anymore. And so for me, it's tougher to make those connections. I can't pop into a basketball game where there's the stands full of students, or a baseball game or softball game. So that immediate ease of connection, because they're kind of all in one area, has been something that's been missing. And for me personally, it's been kind of a boring, rough patch since COVID, because I don't have that connection. The rewarding part of my job was less existent, you know, and I don't see them studying, so I don't get a follow-up. I don't get a handout Smarties. You know, even if everybody was here doing their social distance, I can't walk around handing out Smarties and be following the COVID protocols. So I'm ready to get back to normal where we can do all that and I can see faces. I'd hardly know this freshman class because orientation was so impersonal. So, and then the masks, it's hard to see smiles. It's hard for me to judge somebody. If I'm walking through, it's hard for me to judge, oh, it looks like they're having a great day, or maybe I'm seeing something that's not so great. Maybe this person could use a hello. The masks cover up a lot. And it also doesn't help to not be able to recognize people, because I've been talking to students and they'd be like, Officer Carr, it's me. You know me. Oh, well, the mask is covering your face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we're all hoping that things go back to normal soon.
Yes.
Sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
And then this is just a really general question, but what is your goal moving forward? So do you want to continue in your role that you have now, or do you want to take a different direction with your career, do something more like student-based, or just keep doing what you're doing?
I am very happy with my role right now. I enjoy being able to interact with the students on all levels. So it's I'm not just interacting with them if there's an emergency or a conduct issue. I'm interacting with them by choice playing frisbee, throwing the ball. If some guys are out throwing the football, I can throw the ball a couple times and move on. Talk to students who are studying, check in with, you know, like you, volleyball players or soccer players. If there was a game that went on over the weekend, maybe I didn't catch the update on social media, I can ask how they did, or, you know, what they got coming up. So I really like my role the way it is now. I also really like my schedule. It works great for my family and my hobbies. So any other role would be tougher to keep that sort of schedule. I'm pretty happy where I'm at right now.
Awesome. Well, it's glad to hear that you're going to be around for a while. I know I'm happy
That's the plan for the next couple years.
I think that concludes what we were going to talk about. So once again, I'm Chandler Fleming for the Pacific Index Podcast. And this is Jeff Carr. And that's all we have for today.
Thank you so much for reaching out. It's been a pleasure, Chandler.
Thank you.
Have a good day.